As you have probably gathered, our gospel reading for today is one of Jesus' most well-known parables, the parable of the sower. Though in many ways it is just as much a parable about soils, hearing, and what becomes of the word once it is received. Jesus speaks to the crowds in parables beside the sea, and then later explains this one to his disciples. And it is a text about the good news of the kingdom of God and the varied responses to the word and the kind of hearing that bears fruit. And so our second reading is Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 through 9, and then 18 through 23. Matthew chapter 13, beginning with the first verse, listen for God's word to you. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched. And since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seed fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. This is the word of the Lord. What Jesus might be getting at is the difference between hearing and listening. Hearing and listening are not the same things. Parents know the difference. Teachers know the difference. And even pastors know the difference. Someone can hear every word that you say and still never really get the message of what you are saying. And Jesus knew that too. That's why this parable begins with a very simple command. Listen. Before Jesus speaks about seed or soil, he speaks about hearing. Because the good news of the kingdom of God is not only heard with our ears, but it must be received with our hearts. The question this morning is not whether we have heard the good news of God's kingdom, the word. Most of us have. The question is whether God's word has found a place to live in us. And that's why Jesus tells a story instead of simply saying, be good listeners. He paints a picture every person standing on that shoreline would recognize. A farmer walks into a field with a bag of seed. He scatters it generously. The seed that is scattered is the same everywhere. The sower who scatters it is the same. What changes is the ground where the seed lands. In other words, this parable is not really about farming. It's about listening. It's about what happens to God's word after we hear it. Matthew tells us that Jesus has gone out of the house, sits beside the Sea of Galilee. Great crowds gather around him, so many that he has to climb into a boat while the people stand along the shore. And from that floating pulpit, Jesus begins to teach them. Not with abstract ideas or theological definitions, but with a story. And if you can imagine it, Jesus is enacting the very story he is telling. He's scattering seeds on all types of soil. He says, listen, a sower went out to sow. The sower scatters seeds, and the seeds fall in four places on the path, on the rocky ground, among thorns, and on good soil. And one of the first things that we should notice about this story is how generous this sower is in his sowing. He's not stingy. He scatters seeds widely. It lands in places where, from a strictly efficient farming point of view, we might wonder why it was scattered there at all. But Jesus is showing us something about God. The invitation to experience and enjoy God's kingdom and its life is not distributed with caution or scarcity. God is lavish in sowing the seed. The problem in the parable is not a miserly sower. The problem is what the seed meets when it lands. The first seed falls on the path and the birds come and eat it up. Jesus says, this is the one who hears the word of the kingdom and doesn't understand it. And the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in the heart. The path is ground that has been walked on again and again, trampled until it becomes hard. The seed can't sink in. It stays on the surface. And because it stays on the surface, it's easily taken away. Hardness of heart prevents depth. Sometimes the heart becomes hard through cynicism. Sometimes through pride. Sometimes through long-standing bad habits. Sometimes through disappointment or pain. Sometimes from hearing religious language so often that it no longer penetrates. The word is heard, but it doesn't enter. It just skims across the surface. And Jesus says the evil one snatches it away. In other words, hearing the word gets contested. We're not neutral hearers in a neutral world. The kingdom comes, and the powers of this world do not welcome its taking root. Well, then there's the seed that is sown on rocky ground. Jesus says, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. It sounds promising. There's warmth here. There's response, enthusiasm. but there's no root. The plant springs up quickly. Soil is shallow, but when the sun rises, it is scorched. Jesus says that when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. And that phrase, falls away, comes from a word related to being scandalized, being caused to stumble, taking offense in a way that leads to falling away. And the issue is not simple inconvenience. This person is tripped up by the cost of following the word. That should cause us to pause. Because a quick response is not always the same thing as having deep roots. Fast growth can be deceptive. Something can look spiritually alive because it appears quickly, and if it's not grown roots beneath the surface, it won't endure when the heat comes. And the heat does come. Allegiance to God is costly. Faith will be tested. Obedience will become difficult. Forgiveness is often demanding. Truth creates friction. The word of the kingdom asks something of us that enthusiasm alone can't sustain. We live in a culture that often prizes intensity over depth, excitement over formation, immediacy over endurance. But Jesus says the question is not only whether the word delights us at first. The question is whether it roots us deeply enough to remain standing when the going gets tough. Then comes the third soil. The seed sown among thorns. Jesus says this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. And this may be the most frightening soil of all. Because the word is not rejected outright. It's not abandoned quickly. There's some growth. Something is happening. But other things are growing too. And over time, they choke the word. Not suddenly. Slowly. The cares of the world. The anxieties of this age, the worries that wrap themselves around the heart, the lure or deceitfulness of wealth, wealth's power to promise more than it can give, security, control, identity, importance, a future without fear. Jesus is telling us that the word can be present in a life and still become unfruitful because it gets crowded out. And that feels painfully contemporary. Many lives are not barren because of open hostility to the life and ways of God's kingdom. They're barren because the gospel is slowly suffocated by rival things that are growing. Anxiety spreads roots. Busyness spreads roots. Status spreads roots. Consumption spreads roots. The endless management of life spreads roots. And the word gets choked. So the question is not only have I received or rejected the word, the question is also what else is growing in me? What anxieties are taking over the soil of my heart and my mind? What ambitions are crowding out love? What false securities are wrapping themselves around the virtues of the kingdom? What worries have become so dominant that the goodness of God in my life can't breathe? Then finally, there's the good soil. Jesus says, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. When Jesus talks about understanding, understanding means more than mental comprehension. It means the word is taken in. It's grasped in a way that joins hearing to transformation. The good soil's not praised because it's impressive soil. It's praised because the word truly enters and remains. It goes down, it takes root, it survives, and it thrives. And then it bears fruit. That is the sign. Not merely a beginning, but fruitfulness. Not merely reaction, but transformation. Not merely hearing, but a life that is changed by the word of God and God's kingdom. And notice when Jesus talked about the fruit, it comes in different measures. 100-fold, 160, 130. He's saying even in good soil, there is variation. And so Jesus doesn't turn fruitfulness into an anxious comparison game. The point's not whether your life produces as much fruit as somebody else. The point is whether the word is bearing fruit in you. And what is the fruit? Well, in Matthew's gospel, fruit looks like obedience. It looks like mercy. It looks like forgiveness. It looks like steadfastness. It looks like love. It looks like being a witness. It's hospitality. It's faithfulness. Fruit is the visible shape of the kingdom in a life. Fruit is what happens when the word is not only heard, but it is embodied. Now, this parable is often called the parable of the sower, and that's not a bad title. But we often hear it as if the main point is to classify the soils. Hard soil, shallow soil, thorny soil, good soil. And then we begin to sort out different people according to those soils. But in Matthew's gospel, Jesus doesn't give this parable so that we can become experts in diagnosing everybody else's heart. He gives it so that we can diagnose our own. Because the truth is, most of us are not only one kind of soil. There are hard places in us. There are shallow places in us. There are thorny places in us. And by the grace of God, there are fruitful places in us. And so the Christian life includes the ongoing tilling of the heart. Hard ground needs to be broken open. Shallow ground needs to be deepened. Thorny ground needs to be cleared. Good ground needs to be tended. And that's not a work that we do apart from God. It's also a work of God in us. The same God who sows the word also works with us, partners with us to prepare the soil. The same Christ who speaks the word also searches the heart. The same Spirit who gives life also cultivates fruit. And so this parable is not primarily a warning. It's an invitation. It invites repentance where the ground has become hard. It invites depth where faith has remained shallow. It invites weeding where anxieties and false securities have taken over. It invites patience where fruit is growing slowly. And it invites hope because the sower has not stopped sowing. And that may be the deepest good news in the parable, that the sower keeps sowing. God doesn't abandon the field because not every response is fruitful. God doesn't stop speaking because some hearts are hard, some roots are shallow, some lives are crowded. The sower keeps scattering seed. The word keeps being sent out generously, patiently, lavishly. And some seed bears fruit 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. So this parable asks us a searching but hopeful question. What happens to God's word in us? Not have we heard it once, not have we admired it from a distance, not have we responded to it for a moment, but what happens to it in us? Does it remain on the surface? Does it spring up quickly and disappear? Does it get choked out by other things? Or does it sink in deeply enough to bear fruit? Perhaps some of us need to ask where our hearts have become hard through pride or pain or disappointment or habit. Some of us need to ask whether our faith has roots deep enough for the heat. Some of us need to ask what worries or ambitions or false comforts are choking the word in us. And perhaps all of us need to remember the sower hasn't stopped sowing, hasn't stopped working. God is a good gardener. So let us ask God for hearts made ready. Hearts soft enough to receive the word, deep enough to endure, clear enough for the word to grow, and open enough to bear fruit. For the word of the kingdom is still being sown, the sower is still generous, the seed is still good, and where the word is truly received, life comes forth in ways far beyond what the field first seems to promise. Amen.